Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Weiser Railroad and engine number 7. For your safety, please remain seated until the train comes to a complete stop. Be certain you keep your arms and legs, and especially your head, inside the train at all times.
Where are we?
Also, please avoid eating, smoking, or drinking anything except water while on the train. We're starting out on a complete circle of Greenfield Village, last one of the day. We've got about 2.5 miles of track to cover. It'll take.
Guess what's open again for the summer? Actually, opened officially last week. On our direct phone line now, the general manager out there, Ryan Foster. Last week was a toughie, I would assume, but from what I understand, you got several thousands out for the opening weekend with all that rain and ice coming down too, right, Ryan?
That's correct. Yeah, it was a wet weekend for sure, but people are very excited about Greenfield Village and come out rain or shine.
Wait a second. So, wait, you're Ryan Foster. Any relationship to Stephen Foster?
No, it's Ryan Spencer, but we do have
Spencer.
Foster. You're good. We have a Stephen Foster sing-along going on in Greenfield Village during the weekends right now. So if anyone's a fan of Stephen Foster, it'd be a good time to come out.
Yeah, because out there, one of the buildings is identified as the home of Stephen Foster, which, comparatively speaking, I think came along late when Henry Ford and the gang were putting Greenfield Village together. I think that was there in 1935-ish, right around there, wasn't it?
Yeah, so a lot of the buildings came at different times. The main buildings that Henry brought over, the main buildings that we think about, include Menlo Park Laboratory, and certainly that's something that he wanted to show off right in his first opening on October 21st, 1929.
Did it open then, or did they dedicate Greenfield Village, and then did it take a while to build those buildings that we've become so familiar with?
Oh yeah, sure. And we're still adding things, and you know the DT&M roundhouse was a fairly recent thing. So certainly Henry wouldn't have seen that in his lifetime. But there are a number of buildings that he built during the first couple of years, and then during dedication, a number of them were already up, and he continued to add over the years.
Yeah, and as far as I know, there's nothing like this in the country. I know for sure, Ryan, that it's what, the first outdoor living museum of its kind?
That's correct, yeah. Certainly in the United States, it has that reputation. There are other living history museums. There's Skansen over in Europe that has the reputation of being the very first one, but there's really nothing like Greenfield Village.
And of course, it was
a collection.
He would go camping with Thomas Edison. Is the camper still over there at the Henry Ford Museum that they used to take and spend parts of the summer in together?
Yeah. So there was a group called the Vagabonds, and it included Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Harvey Firestone, and they would meet with others. And they would go through and get back to nature and talk, and it would have certainly been great to be privy to some of those conversations. But yeah,
no doubt about that. And what about the trains that we started out this conversation with? How many do you have? How many locomotives, for example, do you have?
So you heard the Baldwin number 7,
yeah,
on your clip. That's actually Henry Ford's personal locomotive. We've got three steam locomotives that go around Greenfield Village throughout the course of the year.
And in terms of acreage total out there alongside the Southfield Freeway, how many acres are there, and how many wound up being developed into Greenfield Village?
Yeah, we've got over 200 acres on our property, and Greenfield Village takes roughly, at least the public portion of it, is about 80 acres, slightly more than that. Mm. And certainly there are 80 acres of inspiration and things for people to discover.
No doubt about that. One of my favorites is going over to the Wright Brothers bicycle shop, where in the front you can see where they're making bikes. And then, of course, you walk into the back and they're building this plane. Who or how, for example, did Greenfield Village get the rights to bring the Wright Brothers bicycle shop? And then right next door, there's that white building, the home of the Wright. How did he talk them into letting him have and build at Greenfield Village this shop and home?
Yeah, so the Wright Brothers Bicycle Shop, when you're one of the when you are the richest man in the world, and when you're building something as significant as Greenfield Village, you can be pretty persuasive. But there are people who wanted to partner with Henry Ford, and certainly he did a great job with the Wright Cycle Shop. And when that happened, the house was gifted over to Henry Ford.
And I posted a picture of all these things that we're talking about, plus that covered bridge. What is it? The Ackley covered bridge. Why is that so important to have at Greenfield Village?
Yeah, if you think about transportation networks as a whole, bridges were very expensive, and having something that a structure that protect the most important part of the bridge was pretty common. So you saw a lot of bridges with roofs and walls. And that was a part of the landscape that Henry really wanted to preserve.
And how many buildings or structures in all do you have there at Greenfield Village?
So we've got roughly 83 historic structures. Certainly plenty to keep you busy.
Why? And here's another one. I'm curious, and I go in. Why was or is that Cotswold Cottage so a part of the history? Why is it there at Greenfield Village?
I think there are a couple of really good reasons for Cotswold Cottage. First, Henry recognized that we are a nation of immigrants. Certainly, he comes from Irish ancestry, and a good number of Americans come from the British Isles, but also his wife, Clara, just really enjoyed having tea in the Cotswolds. And so I think it was kind of a gesture of love and admiration for Clara, his wife, to bring that over. But also, again, we are a nation of immigrants, and that building does a good job reminding us of that.
There's just so much to see. I think it's rated as one of the top 10 visited tourist attractions in the country, Ryan?
It ranks very, very, very highly up there, and certainly for the state of Michigan, it's right at the top of the list, too. Yeah. But we get people from all over the country and all over the world who are just thrilled every time they're able to come and visit.
If you've never been, you must. If you haven't been in a while, you have to go back. They're open now. Ryan Spencer, the general manager of Greenfield Village, not Foster, not related to the famous singer. And you opened this morning at what time?
We open at 9:30 and we'll be open till 5:00.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon, Ryan. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. Appreciate it.